And there are grants available for you. If you are looking to innovate as a farmer, they're called the Smart Farm Small Grants. And we've got the Federal Member for Grey, Rowan Ramsey, on the line to talk about those. Rowan, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Keith. Good to be with you.
The Smart Farm Small Grants programs, the grants that are available, they're important because you've got drought, you've got climate change, you've got GM crops. So there's a real need to innovate at the moment, isn't there?
Well, there always has been in Australian agriculture. It's how we've kept ourselves in the game. When the rest of the world looks at Australia, they wonder how we farm where we do, to be quite frank. So we need to keep pushing at the edges. Now, particularly so, you pick up the people that have got the ideas. You know, these are the change, the people who promote change, who take the risks, have a go. Sometimes things work, sometimes they don't. But when they work, it can absolutely change the farming system. And nothing more dramatic like in the last couple of decades than the change to no-till and conservation tillage farming, if you like. We do things completely different to the way we did it when I was a kid. So it's a big change. Now, those things come about from seeds, from new ideas. And so people that are concentrating on, in particular, environmental benefits as well, but the things like improving water filtration, lifting production, reducing erosion, building soil fertility, all these things go hand in hand with good environmental management, but they also go hand in hand with profitable farming. And so people have got good ideas. We're encouraging them to get them into us.
Speaking with the Federal Member for Grey, Rowan Ramsey, this morning about the Smart Farm Small Grants that are available. And that's the real key, isn't it? That you talk about the improved water usage and all those sorts of innovative things that come along, because you might not looking to be innovating in a certain area, and then all of a sudden there's just a brainwave or a light bulb moment.
Yeah, that is the case. And we've had a good run on these grants in the past. I think this is the third or fourth round, I'm not dead sure. And there's $6.5 million available now. It's the fourth round. And so I'm just encouraging, you know, those people that are out there that have got, think that, well, if I had a little bit of help, I could maybe push this idea along and see how we go. Sometimes people are working in groups, you know, farming organisations and stuff are applying for the grants. Sometimes it's around educational process. But whatever it is, we're keen to keep making Australian agriculture smarter and better at what we do, so we remain competitive in the world.
And speaking of grants and funding being provided, we did hear last week as well that the funding that had been extended to agricultural shows has also been extended to field days.
Yeah, that is right. There's been, as soon as, of course, we put the money in place for agricultural shows, it raised the question, well, what about field days? And, of course, in our case, there's one big field day a year in the Grey electorate, one on alternate years at York Peninsula Field Days and the Eyre Peninsula Field Days. They're biennial events, and in this case, the EP Field Days has been cancelled. But they have ongoing costs. You know, over a two-year period, they've got to pay electricity insurance. They've got to pay an administration cost. There's possibly some land taxes of some sort. So there's all those things that go along, just like the agricultural show. So we're putting in grants if they have attendances over, I think, 2,000, which is certainly, it might be 5,000, but it's certainly the EP Field Days, they will be eligible for up to $70,000, but claimed in arrears. So they would just provide the dockets and they'll be paid out on that. And that's a really good reach out to them.
That is an excellent thing to do to make sure that those field days do get that financial assistance as well, because they are just as much a part of the Eyre Peninsula as the agricultural shows are and as farming is as well. Federal Member for Grey, Rowan Ramsey, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Keith. Pleasure to be with you.